Minister, I haven't got a speech for the road safety statements. 23 years ago, the 22nd of October 2000, 9 days before my after my mother passed away, I was in a really bad three-way collision or two-way collision where a drunk driver crashed in to the back of the van that I was in with my uncle, and Driv was underneath a big 18-foot bus. And I was left in intensive care for 5 days. I was spent nearly 2 years of my life in Our Lady's Hospital for sick children and St. Joseph's Ward. And I know exactly how lucky I am to be alive today. It's not a sad story. 23 operations afterwards, I'm still here and I'm so lucky to be able to tell this story. So I know what consequences a collision can have on an individual. I'm nearly 34 years of age, and still today I suffer chronic pain. I suffer with my back, all the left side of my body. So I would genuinely support the campaigns of for people to slow down, to be cautious on the road. And I support any positive action, Minister, for our better road safety, for pedestrians, for cyclists and for drivers. Thankfully, built up the courage, because I live in rural Ireland, I have to drive, okay? So I've just done the driving test and passed it first time in Donegal, a long wait, and now driving from Donegal to Dublin because I don't have the choice. I don't feel I have the choice because the public transport, I feel, don't meet my needs. Even in Donegal, if I need to take one of my kids to an appointment, rural Ireland is not, you can't just hop on a bus. It doesn't work that way. So I really think we have to invest in our public transport, and I think school, in fourth year in school, that we should give our children in rural Ireland, classes on safe driving, being safe on the roads, having the opportunity to do their theory tests in fourth year, getting the support to do that, getting people in who has survived car crashes, whatever else it may go with that. And I know I am so lucky that I am not in a wheelchair. And I'm so lucky that I'm able to walk. And listening to people speak today around the road safety statements is that, my mother used to say to me brothers, I remember years ago, you might get there 5 minutes late, or you might even be a half hour late, but you'll still get there. And I think it's so important that people abide by the rules. And as Senator Victor Byan has said, these black spots that we're talking about, or we know where the dangers is, that's where we start. That's where we start to make our roads safe. And even for some learner drivers and novel drivers as well, they're also vulnerable road users too. And we seem to be blaming our young people a lot. The man that crashed into me, the drunk driver that crashed into me, was over 30 years of age. And, the person on the bus, he was in his early 60s. I don't think it's young people that should be to blame for not being safe on the roads, because I don't believe that to be the case. And I do think, we need to have supports in place, people being able to be supported, to get their full licence, and it's not just the questions around road safety. I think even around drug driving, drink driving, those kind of questions, those kind of education should also be in our testing as well. And an invest in the RSA, it takes months and months to be able to get a test. That's also part of our road safety as well, because there's a lot of pressures. People are taking chances and saying, feck it, I'm only going up the road, I don't have the full license, I can drive, and people will take those chances. So again, I think if we're talking about road safety, we have to start back at scratch, I think, around the RSA as well, the timing of waiting for a test, not investing in staff to be able to complete proper, adequate testing for people when they're ready to take their test. So that's just my statement on the road safety, to awareness to people saying, you know, if you can walk away from an accident like I did after 2 years, you're a very, very lucky person. Your family is so lucky to have you alive. But unfortunately, we've seen in the month of August the many deaths on our roads, and what we're trying to do collectively is to have road safety. And I would encourage people to never, ever, ever drink or drug drive or think, you know, like, I'll just pick up the phone for a second, because it only takes a split second. And my mother used to always say, there's no good driver. There's no good driver, to always expect unexpected what's coming in front of you. And I think we should be signposting more, you know, slow down, you'll still get there, or those kind of messages on our roads for people. And I do genuinely believe the stronger we are in the drink driving and the drug driving, the better, because we're protecting everybody on the road.